Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival. Very pleased to be joined by Antonio Lukic. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt. Before you start, you did no accent. Now you start speaking with your Irish accent. So,
oh, that's not
probably
true.
That is. Let's go back to simple English, please, okay?
Okay. And you are presenting Luxembourg, Luxembourg.
Yeah, twice.
Yes. Just for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it, would you mind telling us a little bit about the story of the film first off?
Yeah, of course. Of course, this is the film about twins. This is basically why the title is so long and complex. So it's Luxembourg twice. They are small people and go to a small country to solve some big problems. I mean, to find their father, which is a great will, I guess, because the father is the one who created us. So this film is about a hero who tried to find God. Sorry for being such pathetic here at Fred Festival Insider, but
Nothing pathetic about it.
Nothing pathetic.
No, yeah. I don't think so at all. And I did read, and I was curious to ask you, that there was actually a more personal impetus. Like, this story actually comes from a very personal place, right?
Yeah, I've been told that it's very good to be a film director, since you can retranslate any of your own tragedies to a movie somehow, and to make this psychotherapy. So,
like therapy, I was going to say. Yeah.
So the loss of my father when he stopped being with us was the moment of a great push to understand who was that guy actually. So I tried to find it out, and it was really a hard time for me when I started writing it. So this inner emptiness become a great emotional charge for me to get the story till the end, and probably the grandma was the main obstacle for this. And since I guess we all like love and hate our parents at the same time simultaneously, so this is how twins get to this story. Sorry for making it like easy life for film critics, explaining everything in my movie, but so this is like an inner dialogue inside me. Do I hate him? Do I love him? Shall I be responsible for his mistakes or not? In some really pathetic moments, I was thinking like my father left me no cent, but bring me a story for $1 million. And basically, it was a film for almost $1 million budget. I guess maybe less, but in some way, that funny joke or not funny joke worked. Yeah.
Speaking of which, even though this film does deal with some serious themes, I appreciated the fact that it also does so with a sense of humor, which is very refreshing. Do you believe in the power of humor?
I believe that to make a serious conversation with someone, you should speak with simple words, you know, and with maybe some, like funny parts for making your dialogue more entertaining and being not like the one who making the audience like massage of entertaining, but maybe respect the audience so they will have nice time, and after they will think about something important, you know.
Yeah. Last question, because we got to go. Unfortunately, got a photo call to go to. The actors, amazing twins, just look incredible, act incredible. How did you cast them? How did you come to meet them? What was it working with them like?
Actually, they are a famous participant of a famous rap group in Ukraine. They're making great music, which is also really funny but serious at the same time. So if they was about to say no to me, there will be no film. Basically, they're super famous, so much that they even get to the Forbes 30 under 30 list now, not because they're rich, but because they are like volunteering now very much for Ukrainian army, making a lot of useful things, and become like influencers, not because of the movie. And I guess their stage image is different to who are they in real life, but in film it's pretty much similar for me.
We gotta go, unfortunately, but Antonio, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you very
us.
Much, Matt. Yeah, for
this is Fred Film Radio.
Improving my English as well. So
the festival. Insider. That was awesome.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.